Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back, and hello.
We're like halfway through July. What is happening?
Why does it go so fast?
I know, right? I feel like we blink and like
it's no other month goes this fast.
It's so true. It's so true. Well, that kind of I feel like my July went so fast because we just got
busy,
back.
Busy, busy.
I'm a busy bee. We just got back from our family vacation to Ocean City, Maryland, which was so much fun. So much fun. We had such a blast.
The last time you were talking about how you're kind of nervous because the last time you guys went, there weren't a ton of gluten-free options there.
Oh, my word. There, we were just like swimming in gluten-free and seafood, and poor Sean was the hungry one this time.
Oh, like, he doesn't like seafood.
Right, he doesn't like seafood, and he kept just getting like a burger, or like we'd go somewhere, and he's like, you know. Yeah. So he was more of the hungry one.
But oh, okay.
Ocean City, Maryland has really turned it around. The gluten-free app, again, has saved me. We found so many great places. It was such a great trip. We had so much fun. We went with a lot of families from Waterville, which is Sean's hometown. And this group, when we get together, like, they know how to have a good time. Like, yeah. We beach hard. We dinner hard. We party hard. Everything is just hard.
Nightcap hard.
We are just, and we stayed with our friends, Matt and Amy, and their kids, Tess and Ryan. And we just get along so well. Connor is so good with them. Literally by the end of the trip, other kids were calling me Aunt Lauren.
Like, oh, that's like, really cute.
It was just such a fun, fun trip. And I feel like I returned and I'm like, oh, now July's over.
I know, basically. I mean, we still have like a week and a half.
Yes, I know. So, and if you're wondering, I'm a little scratchy here because this is not a summer update I want to be doing.
No, we were hoping not to do this.
I know. So I don't know what's going on. I must need a stretching, but I haven't been able to swallow very well. And I called my gastroenterologist and he got me in for stretching, like lickety split though. I go
your
Monday. Like I call and like 5 days later I'm in for my stretching, which is great. But then he did say that I have to go back to thoracic and see my favorite doctor, Carolyn Jones, who I do love. I'm actually really excited to see her.
Catch up with her.
Yeah. So I've got to do that, which is kind of a bummer because I don't know what's going on. Why? I don't know if I just went so long in between. My last stretching was January. Yeah. So I don't
when
know.
When you're feeling good, you don't think about it. And then it starts to get bad all of a sudden. And you're like, oh, shoot, I should have scheduled one.
Yeah. It's like at the end of Ocean City, I'm like, we were driving back. I'm like, things were getting stuck. Actually, this is really funny because Sean will have to hit me on the back when I get a clog.
Yeah.
So it was one morning and we get up in the condo, everybody's sleeping, but Amy was awake and I came out and I swallowed a pill and it was stuck and I start coughing. She's like, okay, wait, I'm ready. I can do this.
I've seen it happen.
I've seen it. I can do this. And she was like, ready. So thank you, Amy, for saving me that morning. But hopefully it's just, I went too long and nothing more is going on with my achalasia, but I'm excited to see Carolyn Jones.
Only you would be excited to go to the
doctor. Last time I saw her was 2019. I called and I had to get like a new like referral because it's been so long, which is a good thing.
Well, yeah, also, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
I won't be seeing a thoracic surgeon often.
Oh, I know. That's very true. But she is the sweetest.
Yeah, she is. Well, I mean, I don't know personally. I just know from what you tell me.
Yes. She is pretty good. So, yeah. So that's my updates.
Yes.
And here we go with your update.
So we had our embryo transfer on my birthday, and it really was a magical 2 weeks. I will not discount that. But we did find out on this past Friday that it did not work. This one was really hard for us. We really thought that this would be our baby. But it wasn't. We are okay. I'm getting through it. It's just hard to talk about, so I apologize. We appreciate everybody's support and love. Like, if I did not have all of you lifting me up and supporting me, I probably would have been a ball on the floor still. But everybody's pouring their love into me and support, and I'm keeping myself distracted, and Anthony and I are getting through this together. We did have a long talk about it, though, and it has taken a toll on me. Like, it's taken a toll on my body. It has taken a toll on my heart and my soul. And we are just going to take like a little bit of a pause, probably just a month, and just kind of get our bearings back and talk to a doctor and regroup and kind of see where we can go from there. Baby Myra is coming. Not yet.
Yeah, just not yet, but it's coming. Yeah. He or she is coming. Yeah. It is.
This wasn't our time.
It is. And remember the other day I was telling you about the headlight analogy when you're driving in a car and you have a long destination to get to and you can only see so far, right? Mm-hmm. So right now you're only seeing as far as your headlights are shining.
Yep.
And you're going to get to, let's say, Florida is baby Myra, but you can't see it yet. So it makes it so hard, but you're getting there. And I have to tell you, remember when I said that to you, who told me this?
Who?
Our nail lady.
Of course she did.
So it hit me when I was there. We were talking about you. And I go to her. I'm like, when I was telling Steph to be inspirational, this headlight story, and I can't remember. And I look up, I'm like, it was you who told me this. And she's like, it was. I do say important things sometimes.
She doesn't know it, but she's like one of the most inspirational people in our lives.
She really is. Honestly, we go and get our nails done and she's like a therapy session. But then like when I'm getting my nails done, we talk about you. And when you're getting your nails done,
we talk about you.
But like in a good way. And it's just
no. She said she was really nervous at first because she thought that you were going to be like some snotty friend of mine. And she's like, and then I met Lauren and I was like, oh God, I love her.
I know. I feel like we're BFFs now.
You just came with me to get my wedding nails done and that was it. It was like instant friendship for the two of you.
So if you live in the Rochester area,
Azucata.
Azucata. And her nails, we can highlight some of our nails that we've done. You go adventurous and I go very plain. Yeah.
She got mad at me this time because she was like, Steph, this is boring. But then we did it and she's like, never mind, it's not that boring.
It's not. It's super cute. No.
But I really do appreciate everybody's support and love. Mm-hmm. And I made the commitment to share this journey that hasn't always been easy. I did not do a video post for you guys this time because I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Nope. Talking about it just now was hard enough. I still want to be very open and share my journey with you guys because I feel I really have had so many people come forward and talk about how it has inspired them to restart their journey or to talk about their journey or to start a journey. So I'm glad that I've been open about it and I will continue to be open about it because I don't think it should be such a taboo thing and people don't know about it. People don't know about the process.
Right.
And I find so many people like saying like, I just don't understand it. And I think we should talk about it more because I'll be real honest with you, more women are choosing to have kids later in life.
Yeah.
And this is just going to become a run-of-the-mill thing, I think.
Right. Whereas I think it wasn't talked about as much and women were more silent through it. And now it's like in that community, that sense of community and camaraderie amongst, women who are going through it, it's important.
And I wish some women who are like so secretive about it to the point where it's like painful. I wish they felt the power to talk about it because it really does bring you hope and it brings you, like, as much as that loss was hard for us, we instantly had all these people surrounding us, like bringing us lunch, sending us gift cards, like saying, hey, come over, my pool's open. Hey, let me take you to lunch. Let's go to dinner. Like knowing, like keeping me busy was going to keep my mind off of things. Like everybody was taking turns without even knowing it.
I know. And you're so strong, Rome. Like watching you go through this, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you. I'm such a teacher and a mom. I can't take it.
You are.
So proud of you. You're doing a great job. But you are. You're weathering so much and you're handling it with grace and ease. You really are. Even though it's hard.
I'm one of the lucky ones. I have the most amazing husband on the face of the earth, and I would never make it through this without him. So thanks, Anthony.
There you go. We love you, Anthony. That was our updates.
Yeah.
What else do you got for us? Any other updates, Drew?
Yeah. Okay. I read an Emily Henry book from start to finish in like 3 days.
Okay, what is the title?
Book Lovers.
This is a different one than the last one, right?
Yes. Oh my God. It was like 3 chapters in and I was hooked. It's more like, it's kind of like enemies to lovers situation.
Ooh, I love a good enemy to lover.
I just, oh my God, everything about the book, like I was in the world that she created and immersed in it. Like I literally, one night I was up until 3:30 in the morning reading because I just couldn't stop. I'm like, I need to know what happens next. I need to know what happens next. It was, I mean, I love all of her books. They're all like addicting, like, but this one I could not put down.
Okay.
So good.
I'm gonna put it on my list because you know this is my fiction time because I did finish Beach Reads.
Did you like it?
Loved it. So good. So
good. That one was kind of enemies to lovers too.
It kind of was too. Yeah. It was. But there was a tie-in with her father, the main character's father also.
Yes, that one I forgot. It was a little twisty.
Yeah, it was a little twisty, very twisty. It actually kind of related to my life a little bit.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah. But that was definitely a good read, good recommendation.
Yeah. Love her. She's a summer read, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm starting a new book. Here we go. K.A. Tucker.
Ooh, K.A.
So
Tucker.
So do you remember, this is a real spicy, naughty series.
Yes, all her books are.
But it's a fourth one, and I didn't realize Heather read it at school because I gave her my series. So I only gave her 3, and then she goes, Lauren, there's 4, and she got the fourth one, so she gave me this, so I'm going to read the fourth
one. When we were on our honeymoon, Anthony was like, because his Kindle is connected to my account. And because he didn't have a book to read. So he's like just scrolling through what I have. And he's like, hey, Tucker. I'm like, you won't like any of these.
These aren't for you. Oh my gosh, it's too funny. So that's what I'm diving into.
Oh, you're going to love it. K.A. Tucker, highly recommend all of her books. She's phenomenal.
Yes. If you love a good romance.
So fun fact, though, she writes real spicy romances, but she actually writes regular romances, too, really good.
Okay, yes. I've only read the spicy ones.
Of course you have. Hey, it's summer. That's what summer's for.
We're spicing it up. I love it.
Okay, and then we touched briefly on this the last time, but I hadn't watched it yet, but The Better Sister on Amazon Prime.
Okay, we said this, and then I go to talk to you about it, and you finished it.
Yeah, so spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, we're going to maybe
talk about it.
So if you want to see it, just like fast forward.
Fast forward, don't listen to this part.
So good.
So good.
First of all, Elizabeth Banks.
She's amazing. I love her.
I love her so much. I mean, she'll always be Effie to me, but...
Yes, I know, right?
But she was good in it. And I like the twists. Mm-hmm. Talk about twists. I wasn't expecting.
No, what ended up... And, you know, at the end, the way it ended, which I won't say too much, but I love the way it ended. She was like, what? This one got framed and this one did it. And this one, it was like such a...
This is such a nice story.
I love this story. He's like, what? She framed this guy and then she did this and then she did that and you loved it. I'm like, yeah, but the sisters are like together again and now they're going to write a book. Sean's like, you're messed up. And that was like it.
I loved the way it ended. We were sucked into that one too. Like we could not stop watching. I was like, I need to know what happens. I need to know what happens.
Yes. I know. It's
like,
a good
one.
All
the twists, even with like... all the different characters and how they like kind of intertwined with it, like the doorman for her apartment, like how he was involved
and how protective he was of her.
Yes,
that was so good. And I did love she was the sheriff or the detective.
Yeah, I liked her. She's a good character.
She was in what? I think she was in Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead. Did you get
into
that?
Never watched them.
So I think that's what she was in, and I loved her there. So I feel like I see a little bit of that character. Yeah. Does that ever happen to you?
Yes. And you're like, I only know them as that one character. Yeah.
And then you start to love them as another one. But
I did also watch We Were Liars, which I had previously read the book. The book is by... I think E. Lockhart. Book was phenomenal.
Oh.
The show.
Not so good.
Ugh, nothing compared to the book.
Oh, bummer. That's the worst when that happens. Did you finish it or?
Watched it just because like I had to because I read the book and everything, but I was disappointed in the show.
Yeah.
It didn't live up to the book.
Yeah, it was just not.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I know.
Ugh, I hate when that happens.
I know.
Well, now I'm going to blank on it. Sean and I just started a new show.
Oh. What's it about?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to blank on the name of it. We'll keep you in suspense.
Who's in it? What's it on?
Oh, my gosh. I know nothing. It's on Netflix.
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix. She's a neurosurgeon.
Okay.
And she is working in the hospital. And this whole crazy thing happens where she's getting an award, and then the FBI comes in and arrests her and her. Oh. And she's young. She's like an up and coming. That's what she's getting the award for. And they take her away, and that's what you see. And the next, you see her going to this town, like driving. Sean and I were like, wait a second. You were just accepting this amazing award for being an up and coming neurosurgeon. And at this beautiful dinner, and her very wealthy parents are there. Her father's a neurosurgeon who's retiring. And they're like, and then it's like FBI, and then it's Sullivan's Crossing is what it's called.
I want to watch that.
Anthony, thank you so much.
That's got Chad Michael Murray in it and the guy from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, see, I'm so bad with all of that.
Oh my God, I want to watch it so
bad. Okay, so it takes from that. FBI is arresting her, and then now she's driving to Sullivan's Crossing.
Okay, I'm totally
in. So good. And he's so handsome.
Chad Michael Murray?
Yes, yep. So handsome.
He's a Bills fan.
He is a Bills fan?
Actually, he's always in Buffalo. Like, people like, he always takes selfies. Like, he was in a salon in Buffalo last week, and he took a selfie with, like, the hairdresser.
Okay, I love that. Maybe I will go to a Bills game.
Chad Michael Murray will be there. Lauren will be there.
Well, I highly recommend Sullivan's Crossing. I can't believe it. My mind was blank. You know when you're not feeling, like, I am not feeling good, and I'm on a liquid diet currently, so I feel like my brain cells are not firing.
And it's summer. Your brain cells are not supposed to be firing.
So they're already resting. Now they're just, like, dead.
Yes. Just keep them that way for a little bit.
Oh, it's nice. Yes. Well, this was fun to do a fun little update for all of you guys, which is always the best for us. I feel like I get behind this mic and it just brings me so much joy.
I know, me too.
I love you, Rim.
I love you too.
Well, thank you for listening. We, of course, really appreciate likes, follows, and reviews wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And you can find us at I've Got Guts Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and you can email us at ivegotgutspodcast@gmail.com.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.